Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 23rd. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: Tesla up over 5%, earnings, and the next coronavirus aid package. Leading today's news: Tesla is up over 5% to $1,677 in pre-market trade after posting its fourth consecutive quarter of profit and opening the door for the company's inclusion in the S&P 500. Adjusted for one-time items, Tesla earned over $2 a share, swinging from an adjusted loss of $1.12 a share a year ago, while sales fell 5% to just over $6 billion. On the earnings call, Elon Musk announced that Tesla will build its next massive factory near Austin, Texas, which will produce the Cybertruck, a pickup truck, and the Tesla Semi, as well as the Model 3 and Y for the East Coast. He also talked up the development of the autonomous driving program, promising more developments by the end of 2020. In other market news, despite fiscal Q4 results that were largely positive, shares of Microsoft fell as much as 3% in after-hours trading on Wednesday. The software giant easily beat analyst estimates, reporting a net profit of over $11 billion and revenue that rose 13% to $38 billion. Traders may have been looking for more. The company's cloud computing operation saw sales growth under 50% for the first time, while transactional license purchasing continued to slow, and subsidiary LinkedIn was negatively impacted by the weak job market. Traders are barely digesting the high-profile results from Tesla and Microsoft before the next round of earnings makes headlines. Dow and S&P 500 futures are ahead by 0.4%. The Nasdaq advanced 0.9%, ahead of figures from Twitter, AT&T, and Intel, as well as American and Southwest Airlines. Weekly jobless claims are also on the radar. Another 1.3 million American workers are expected to have filed for first-time benefits during the week ended July 18th, bringing that total to over 52.5 million since coronavirus lockdowns began in mid-March. Senate Republicans have reached a fundamental agreement with White House negotiators Steven Mnuchin and Mark Meadows on how to move forward with the next coronavirus relief bill. What's in the proposal? Another round of direct stimulus payments, $16 billion for coronavirus testing, $105 billion for K-12 education, colleges and universities, though there was no agreement on a payroll tax cut. The plan, which is set to be unveiled today, will serve as a starting point for negotiations with Democrats, who have passed a $3.4 trillion bill in the House. Lawmakers are also racing to reach a deal on the 600 weekly supplement to unemployment benefits that's due to expire on July 31st. While the COVID pandemic weighs heavily on Europe's economy, the EU is now arguing that softer rules on the finance industry are needed to help the recovery. The bloc is planning to loosen a key plank of MiFID II that forces investors to pay banks and brokerages for research separately from their trading fees. The proposal also trims investor protection rules like record-keeping and disclosure requirements, primarily focused on professional investors. Over in the United States, the SEC has proposed raising the Form 13F reporting threshold and voted to regulate proxy advisors more closely, while a new U.S. derivatives rule is set to complete Dodd-Frank. Buffett scooped up 34 million shares of Bank of America over the last few days at an average price of about $24, taking his stake in the banking giant to over 11%, up from about 7.4%. Buffett spent the $816 million after Bank of America shares plunged nearly 32% since the beginning of the year. The Oracle of Omaha has been criticized in recent weeks over failing to deploy Berkshire Hathaway's enormous cash hoard, which climbed to $137 billion in Q1. Bank of America is up over 1.5% pre-market. There was big news from India overnight as Amazon Pay partnered with private firm ACO General Insurance to offer car and motorcycle insurance. It's the e-commerce giant's first market for the service, where it will compete with local rivals, including digital payments firm Paytm and insurance aggregator PolicyBazaar, backed by SoftBank. Amazon is moving fast to become a full-fledged financial services platform, with Amazon Pay supporting a range of payment services, including the popular UPI and debit and credit cards. Meanwhile, India's Flipkart announced that it would acquire parent Walmart's local cash and carry business, attempting to strengthen its wholesale offering to compete better with Amazon. The hackers who took over prominent accounts on Twitter last week were able to access direct messages. The company said in its latest update, "We believe that for up to 36 of the 130 targeted accounts, the attackers accessed the DM inbox, including one elected official in the Netherlands. While many of the high-profile hacked accounts tweeted a scam asking for Bitcoin, an analysis of transactions showed that the scheme only collected $121,000. Direct messages, however, could be used or publicized by hackers at a later point in the future." Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Unilever soars 7% with sales better than expected. U.S. may label Switzerland a currency manipulator. UBS downgrade sends Macy's and Kohl's even lower. Pfizer, BioNTech, Inc. vaccine deal with U.S. government. Apple defends its 30% App Store fee from antitrust scrutiny. As of 6:20 a.m. today, Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude, and gold are all up. Bitcoin is down. Look for the leading indicators report at 10 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.